Chapter 48. "Why, we'd be together all the time," she cried. "But I'd have to be out plowing once in a while," he warned, "or driving to town to get the grub. But there wouldn't be the office, at any rate, and no man to see, and men to see without end. But it is all foolish and impossible, and we'll have to be starting back now, if we're to escape the rain." Then was the moment, among the trees, where they began the descent of the hill, that daylight might have drawn her closely to him, and kissed her once. But he was too perplexed with the new thoughts as he had put into his head, to take advantage of the situation. He merely caught her by the arm, and helped her over the rougher footing. "It's darn pretty country up there at Glen Ellen," he said meditatively. "Wish you could see it." At the edge of the grove he suggested that it might be better for them to part there. "It's your neighborhood, and folks is liable to talk." But she insisted that he accompany her as far as the house. "I can't ask you in," she said, extending her hand at the foot of the steps. The wind was humming wildly in sharply recurrent gusts, but still the rain held off. "Do you know," he said, taking it by and large, "it's the happiest day of my life." He took off his hat, and the wind rippled, and twisted his black hair as he went on solemnly, "and I'm sure grateful to God, or whoever or whatever is responsible for your being on this earth. For you do like me heaps. It's been my joy, to hear you say so today. It's—" He left the thought arrested, and his face assumed the familiar whimsical expression as he murmured, deed, we've just got to get married. It's the only way, and trust to luck for it's coming out all right." But the tears were threatening to rise in her eyes again, as she shook her head and turned, and went up the steps. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.